Hello there. Would you like to know what it's like to have an angel visit you? In today's story, the angel Gabriel comes to a young girl named Mary, who is engaged to be married to a man named Joseph. Joseph is of the family of David. Listen, the angel has just now appeared.
Oh!
Hail, O favored of God. The Lord is with you. You are blessed above all other women.
What do you mean? I don't understand.
Don't be afraid, Mary, for you are going to experience the loving kindness of God. And listen, you are going to bear a son, and you will call his name Jesus. He will be the Son of God, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his forefather David.
I don't see how this can be. I have no husband to father a child.
This child will not come from man, but from God. The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you, and so the holy, pure, sinless child that you will bring into this world will be called the Son of God. And I have another surprise for you. Your cousin Elizabeth, who was called barren, is going to have a son in her old age. Nothing is impossible with God.
And the angel left Mary. Just think how excited she must have been to be chosen of God. The Bible says, "Herein is love. Not that we loved God, but that God loved us and sent his son to be the offering for our sins. We love him because he first loved us. While we were still doing wrong things, he loved us. But he didn't love the wrong things we were doing. Whoever invites Jesus into their life receives God's gift, his son, Jesus Christ. Do you have this new life? Have you invited Jesus into your life? Have you received God's gift? Take God's gift into your heart today and thank him for it.
If you want forgiveness and everlasting life, just pray with me. Dear Lord Jesus, come into my heart. I'm sorry for the wrong things I've done. Please forgive me. I believe you died for my sins. Thank you for giving me everlasting life. Amen.